The Performing Arts League here in the Chattanooga area supports young people who want to participate in the performing arts. Tomorrow and Saturday, from 3:30 p.m. to 9 p.m., the League and UTC's Performing Arts program will share online a video showcase of young performers, featuring actors, dancers, instrumentalists, and singers, to help raise money for the League's mission. Greg Miller is the League's president. Greg, thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me.
Remind us of the mission of the Performing Arts League.
Well, our mission is to promote youth involvement in the performing arts, and we do this by supporting important projects and opportunities of young performing artists, both individually or as a part of a group.
A few examples.
We raise funds during the course of the year, and we hand out a number of scholarships for various programs so that students can take classes in the summer months to keep up with their talent. We also hand out grants in the form of money towards specific projects. This past year, we contributed money to the CCA's piano lab in the formation of that project. We also contributed toward the youth orchestra's purchase of percussion instruments this year. In the past, we've done things like we contributed funds to the Lower Lookout Valley school system to purchase band instruments. We even gave money to the Kiwanis Club to help them build a musical park, if you will.
And you now are sharing a showcase of videos where people can see these artists and their work, but also to raise money for the Performing Arts League.
That's correct. Normally, we do this as a live event. We've done this for 7 years, and normally we do it in conjunction with UTC's Performing Arts Department. It's done live at the Roland Hayes Concert Hall at UTC, but this year, obviously, we couldn't do that. So what we did was put together a collection of videos from all of the various organizations that we normally have in that performance, and we're offering it online.
Give us a sampling of what we might see without giving it all away, of course.
Well, there's a lot. The program is about an hour long. We have 9 different organizations. We have dance. In the dance, we have Chattanooga Ballet performing the Sleeping Beauty Suites. We have the Civic Ballet performing Waltz of the Snowflakes and A Life Yet Imagined. The Barger Academy, the Movement Makers, is performing their Christmas Magic. And we have the Chattanooga's Indian Cultural Dance Troupe performing a Bollywood melody. And for vocals, we have, of course, the Chattanooga's Boys Choir doing How I Can Keep From Singing, Chattanooga Girls Choir performing Tennessee Home and Carol of Bells. And in the theater, we have the Chattanooga Theater Center Youth Theater performing excerpts from their performance of Lion King Jr. And the Christian Family Theater performing excerpts from their performance of the musical adventures of Flat Stanley and Aladdin Jr. And lastly, for instrumental, we have the Chattanooga Symphony and Opera Symphony Youth Orchestra performing Nimrod from Enigma Variations.
What's it like to work with these organizations as they have had to adjust, as the Performing Arts League has had to adjust during this pandemic?
It's been a shock. Our organization just kind of collapsed. We raise money by doing social events, and that's kind of hard to do in a pandemic. So we've been sitting back and rethinking how we're working. And most of the organizations that we work with are doing exactly the same thing. Some are doing much better than others. I know the Chattanooga Boys Choir has done a lot of work fine-tuning how they practice and how they perform so that they can do it safely during the pandemic. And as you'll see in some of the performances in our event, you'll see performers wearing masks where appropriate, and they continue on. I think the programs that are probably hardest hit right now are the ones that are in our public school systems, because they don't have the same resources that other organizations have to adapt to an online presence.
Have any of the works that you mentioned, any of the works in all of the videos that will be shared, have any of them been inspired by, reflect this age that we now live in?
I think the performance you'll see from the Chattanooga Boys Choir is extremely reflective. It was done to show exactly how they're working during the pandemic and how they're doing their practices. You'll see a lot of that in that performance. About half of the performances were recorded during the pandemic, and half of them are actually video from before the pandemic.
And then where can people go online to view these videos, to keep up on everything that the Performing Arts League is doing?
The event is being staged out of our website. That is palchattanooga.org, palchattanooga.org. And right on the front page, you'll see a link that'll go take you right to where the presentation will launch from. We also have a presence on Facebook. And I actually also have an email list. And if anybody's interested in getting our monthly newsletter, just drop us a line through the website and I'll add you to our email list.
All right. Greg, thanks so much.
Thank you.